Let's bring on our next guest. I'm excited, very, very excited to bring on our next guest.
He wanted me to tell you something. So
he wanted me to tell you something
okay. After you're done.
Well, it's my privilege to bring on Lee Labrada. He is, first of all, Lee, back in the day, I used to follow bodybuilding. I used to be a big fan of...
Are you saying talking to me, Lee?
Yeah, you're a fat guy. I don't want to call Lee Labrada for the fat guy. I have to call you. So anyway, back in the day, this guy... He was right there with Arnold and Columbo and all the other guys that were there. Who's Frigno? All these guys. This guy was chiseled to the bone. There was no one who was leaner than Lee Labrada. This guy was unbelievable. He was always a top four in the Mr. Olympia. He was a Mr. Universe. You know, just unbelievable. Lee, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Adam and Lee. It's just a pleasure.
Well, listen, I'm amazed.
He's
I went to a
little bit of a groupie here, so I apologize for him.
You can apologize for me, Lee. But Lee, I wanted to first of all, I went to your website and
he's holding a picture of you, Lee. Just letting you know.
You still look like you're ready to compete.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Adam, but I had an interview with Muscle Mag magazine late last year for a Legends series. As it turned out, they asked me afterwards if I might be willing to do a photo shoot in the spring. And so, anyhow, long story short, it kind of gave me the catalyst to get into great shape again and, you know, basically drop a few more pounds of body fat and get shredded. And lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, I did a photo shoot for Muscle Mag at the age of 51.
No kidding. Now, do you still... You know, you really, really brought the sport of bodybuilding to where it is today. You were one of the originals. And when I say originals, one of the people that really brought it into the limelight.
And now he's doing a senior tour.
Now, do you still keep in contact with a lot of the original guys from, you know, like Schwarzenegger and Columbo and Ferrigno and, you know, some of these other guys?
Bodybuilding is a big fraternity. So I see these guys at the show. Schwarzenegger has a big show in Columbus every year, which I attend. And typically I run into him there. And, you know, the other guys, we see each other at shows, you know, or occasionally in the gym and that type of thing.
Yeah, right. Now, what was it like back in the day when you were doing this for a living? Well, you know, a lot of the listeners don't know about the bodybuilding experience. Was it like if you were to compare it to a beauty pageant for females, was it like that? Or was it an aggressive form of a beauty pageant where you know
it's testosterone on,
you know, were there fist fights going on in the back, you know, guys?
Well, I was a professional bodybuilder from 1985 to 1995. And during that time, I competed in over 22 pro bodybuilding shows, and you know, I've seen the whole gamut. Adam, it's not a beauty contest. It is arguably one of the toughest sports in the world. The amount of dedication that it takes, because this is a sport that you follow 24/7. You know, if you're playing ball, you know, any type of ball, or you're running track, or you know, what have you. You know, typically you leave everything on the field, and then afterwards, you know, the smart ones pay attention to their diet, but the majority don't have to as much as a bodybuilder does. A bodybuilder is chained to his sport 24/7 because they're constantly building their body through proper nutrition. That means eating every 3 hours. But coming back specifically to the question that you raised, it is truly a sporting event. And secondly, I have seen everything. I've seen guys get along wonderfully, and I've seen fist fights break out in the warm-up room. So I think it's pretty much just like any other professional sport.
Right, and that's a good point that you bring up, that you're, you know, when you talk about sports, you're talking about a sport where there's, you know, where you have the periodization of you train, and then you kind of you lay off of it. But when it comes to bodybuilding, you really don't have that luxury. You're 24/7. You have to kind of watch what you're eating all the time, and it's got to be so draining to be that restrictive all the time.
Well, it definitely requires discipline, and that's something that I've been able to bring into other parts of my life. And, you know, now that I'm retired from professional bodybuilding, what I've done is I've dedicated myself to helping other people get into great shape, and not just bodybuilders. I mean, we have people from all walks of life that use our information, our free training programs on Librata.com and our products to just get into the best shape of their life.
Now, how did you get into it, Lee? What got you into bodybuilding?
You know, I started when I was 16 because
bullying.
I got injured.
Was there any bullying?
No bullying. But it was a desire to put on weight for football. You know, and at 5'6", I found out that I was a better bodybuilder than I was a football player. And my body responded very quickly. I won my first show, which was a teenage show, and then 4 years later, won the Mr. Texas. Placed in the top four at the Mr. USA's. The following year, won the national championships and the Mr. Universe. I was a professional by the time I was 25 years old.
Wow. And at that time, did you see it as a – how did you know you wanted to be a professional? How did you know that – was it because of the – that it could be lucrative, or was it the fact that you just loved, you know, training so much?
Adam, it was purely for the love of the sport. You know, my education is actually in civil engineering, and that's what I went to the university for. And you know, and this was always a hobby for me. And you know, I didn't realize how far it would take me, you know. But when I'd get off work from my engineering job, I'd hit the gym, train for a couple of hours, and of course, I followed the diet year-round and found out that I was pretty good at it. And then finally, when I won the state championship is when I started setting my sights a little higher and thinking, well, you know, I could probably make a career out of this someday.
Right. And also, back in 02, it sounded like you were part of the move to get Houston. I guess Houston was listed as one of the fattest cities in America, and you were like you became the fitness czar. You kicked everybody's butt into shape there. Is that what happened? You knocked them off the list.
Let me tell you that story. You know, this was a few years after I retired, and of course I was running my current company, Librata Nutrition, and Houston was named the fattest city in America for 2 years in a row. And so I started getting calls from all of my friends in the fitness industry, and you know, hey Lee, what are you doing down there in Houston? These, you know, people are fat. You know, I thought you were getting people in shape. You know, so they were ribbing me,
right.
And I decided to do something about it. I reached out to the mayor, and after meeting with him, he appointed me fitness czar for the city of Houston. And basically, I was paid $1. And did this on my own time. And essentially what I did, I launched a bilingual website with a free 12-week program. I enlisted the help of major corporations. We even got McDonald's on board here in Houston to redo their menu with a lean cuisine type of menu type
right.
thing. You know, we got universities behind us. We got all sorts of corporations behind us. And then I went on this massive public relations campaign where I appeared on hundreds, literally hundreds of radio and TV shows, including national shows like CNN's Crossfire. And, you know, it really called a lot of attention to the program, raised awareness, and a lot of people started getting involved. And lo and behold, 2 years later, I appeared on the Today Show with Matt Lauer and Mayor Lee Brown to announce that we were no longer the fattest city in America.
Wow, that must have been a great experience to do that.
It was really, really a lot of fun. And Get Lean Houston program actually resulted in my writing The Lean Body Promise, which was a book that I wrote that was published through HarperCollins and became a BarnesandNoble.com bestseller. And it's a 12-week program that shows people how to get into the best shape of their life. You know, and it's not for bodybuilders. It's for
everyday people.
Everyday people, exactly.
Now, what is it like for you? You know, with your what's your background? What's your family's from?
Well, actually, we emigrated from Cuba in 1962, so I was born in Cuba, came to the United States. My folks came over 6 months later, and we were reunited. And essentially, we came to this country with nothing but a suitcase and a dream. And,
wow.
And I'll tell you, to this day, Adam and Lee, I am so grateful for the opportunity that America gave to my family. You know, we immediately went to work, and you know, we you know, my dad taught us from the very beginning that if you work hard and you work smart, that anything's possible in America.
Wow.
And so you know, I excelled academically, worked very, very hard through college, and in my bodybuilding, and hey, the rest is history.
Yeah, it sounds like you really everything you did, you know, you took seriously, and it sounds like you're a success at everything. Matter of fact, you were named finalist for Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year in 2004 and 2008. And what's it like for you with the family, though? Do everybody come to you now and say, you know, Lee, how do I get into shape? And what, do you just give them a book? You say, here, read my Lean Body Promise. You know,
if you're asking about my family,
yes,
my family over the years has actually adopted all of the eating principles that I espouse. And it's funny because at one of our family get-togethers, you know, typically everybody eats good. Everybody in the family is in great shape because of the exercise. And, you know, it's just kind of become, you know, part of our family culture, so to speak. But I got to tell you, Adam, that, you know, family is just so important, you know. And I couldn't be where I'm at today without the support of my family, including my wife, Robin. We just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, is she also big into the activities? Is she
like overweight?
Oh, no. She's... Sorry, Lee. No, she's not overweight. She's slender and she's athletic. She's not a bodybuilder or a fitness competitor or anything like that, but just uses weight training and cardio to stay in great shape.
Now, do you use some of your old pictures from back in the day to intimidate your boys, you know, the kids, to show them? Do you go, listen, I'll kick your butts if you don't listen to what I'm telling you.
You know, I'll tell you what's funny is that I'm still in pretty good shape. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page at Labrada Nutrition, you can see some of the videos and some of the photos of the current condition that I'm in. I have a 19-year-old that is just a great big boy, former football player, and he's 5'8", 225 pounds.
Wow.
And he's aspiring to be a bodybuilder like Dad was. And, you know, I still hold my own with him in the gym.
Now, do you have any tips or anything you could share with a listener that might want to get into the gym and kind of test this lifestyle out?
Yeah, you know, Lee,
it
seems like the gym nowadays is really it's really a different environment. I mean, you're seeing a lot more gyms, and it looks like they're going to be scaling them even down further into more of these boot campy CrossFit,
sure.
You know, where it's more body assisted weight as opposed to the selectorized machines.
Listen, there are all sorts of methodologies that are emerging, and I think it's wonderful from the standpoint that if it captures the interest of the public and it gets them to exercise, then that is fantastic. I'm a bit old school myself, you know, with my approach to weight training, but certainly all of these new methodologies, core training, CrossFit, and whatnot, these are wonderful. You know, and I would encourage anyone out there that is not active to get active. You know, that was always my message, even when we were doing the Get Lean campaign here in Houston. Is that, listen, it just starts with the first step. If you're not going to do anything else, just get out there and walk at least. You know, but activity is something that nature designed us for. And if you're not moving, then you're not going to stay healthy. You know, that's the problem. You know, and eventually we reach a crossroads in our life. You know, if we get old enough, you know, to where we can either take care of ourselves or we can let ourselves deteriorate. And then, you know, we develop these chronic diseases and such. And, you know, that's no way to live your life.
Right.
You know? So, Lee, coming back specifically to what you had mentioned, you know, are there any specific tips? You know, one, get active. Do something today. You know, number two, in terms of your diet, opt for leaner foods, you know, chicken breasts, fish, vegetables, fruit, you know, cut down on fatty foods and the like. You know, drink lots of water, you know, get enough rest, keep your stress low. These are just some general things. Now, I go into more specifics. If you go to my Facebook page, there's a free 12-week lean body program there that you can get just for liking us. And you can also find that on labrada.com. It's all free. We just pump out literally hundreds of articles on training, nutrition, motivation, how to get started. All that can be found on our website.
Right, at labrada.com. And also, I see you have a lot of fans there, too, a lot of people who also contribute their workouts, and you also contribute ideas about workouts too. Now, Lee, before you go, what's your take on the HIIT training, the high intensity training? Was that something you used to do back in the day? Is it Absolutely. Something that that you recommend?
Absolutely. In fact, I just finished filming a short video yesterday, which I'm going to be posting on YouTube pretty soon, and a lot of it had to do with high-intensity training. And for those of you that don't know what high-intensity training means, it's basically whenever you're doing a weight training or even cardio training, what we're talking about here is going at an intensity that is such that it tires the muscles out very quickly. You know, so we keep the intensity high and the volume, you know, the number of reps or the duration of the exercise, we keep that lower, because the exercise physiology is showing that it's high intensity training that actually stimulates muscle tissue and gets the greatest results for the time invested.
Right, and it seems like in order to stimulate as many muscle fibers as possible, you have to get to that point of fatigue. Because
That's
you have to
exactly
recruit,
right.
you have to recruit as many fibers as possible, and
that is exactly right. You know, and the fibers, they basically work on an all or nothing principle. In other words, a muscle fiber will contract 100% or it won't at all. And so, when you get into the set and you start doing an exercise, you know, on the first repetition, you might recruit 10% of the fibers. On the second, 20%, so forth. You know, and I'm simplifying it, but you get to a point where finally the goal is to recruit 100% of the fibers of the muscle. You don't get that unless you're pushing yourself in that high intensity fashion that you mentioned, Adam.
Yeah, the fat guy, when he got up to that upper ceiling, he realized that's where he said, "Oh, I'm done. I'm done. This is starting to burn.
it's all or nothing, right?
I'm starting to hurt. I got to get out of this."
That set doesn't start until
that's right.
You hit failure.
That's when the window opens up right at the end.
That's
there.
Right.
That's right.
Very good. I love that that you are of the same school of philosophy that I am.
Yes. Well, listen, Lee, it's been great to have you on the show. Make sure I want everyone to go to your Facebook page, and it's at, your Facebook page is at if they go to your website.
Labrada Nutrition.
Uh-huh. Labrada Nutrition
fan page. Uh-huh.
Very good, and go there. And check it out, and I'm sure you're going to love it. If you love it, make sure you click on like, and also check out the website, labrada.com.
Adam, thank you so much.
Lee, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. We look forward to talking to you in the future. If you're in Atlanta, we want you to stop by. We want you to show the fat guy how to train. We want you to show him how to eat, right, Lee? That's
yeah.
the goal?
I'll show you my high-intensity eating routine. It's very similar.
Lee,
I eat till I'm fatigued.
Well, Lee, we'll work out next time as well.
Perfect. Lee, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll look forward to talking in the future.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Take care.
Bye.
That was Lee Labrada. Make sure you check him out at labrada.com and go to his Facebook page, Labrada Nutrition, as well. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
See, he wants to work out with me.
At Dr.
Fitness. He wants me to be like a protege, I think. That's what I got.
I think he says you have talent. I could totally see you ripped up, shredded.
I'm 5'6", too. Me and him, we're like twins. I'm
You're
almost
5'6", 220.
I'm almost 51, too. We're like brothers. It'll be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah.
We're both named Lee. People are going to confuse us. They'll say, Lee, we'll both turn around.
Lee, you guys are brothers. That's right. Absolutely. So go check him out. Very good and great guest.